And welcome to Season 9, Episode 16 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is the 29th of April, and we are enjoying some fine summer weather here in the state of Maryland. Goon, did you get outside today?
For a little while, yeah. It was beautiful.
Chief, what kind of weather you guys got down there in the great state of Texas?
80 degrees. I was cutting grass. My lawnmower broke. I had to fix it.
Yours too.
Yes.
My lawnmower didn't break.
So, I am cutting grass. Mm. I get an error that the motor's overheating. I was like, well, on an electric, that shouldn't happen.
Oh, so, that's right. You're an electric, huh?
Yeah. So
we rode it, remember?
Yeah.
I followed the instructions, which is to turn it off, wait a couple of seconds, turn it back on. Mm-hmm. Air it clears. I go, oh, that must have been a mistake. So
cool.
I mow 3 seconds more, and now it's on, and that's permanent. And so then I lift the device up. I see that someone has left gardening twine on the ground that I could not see in the high grass because no one cut it while I was away.
Oh.
And it wrapped up, and the motor kept saying, I think I can, until it could.
Yeah, funny thing about electric motors is it's all torque. So you're not grinding gears, you're just burning electrons.
Yes. Running a little heat.
Mm-hmm. Look at you making an oven.
Yeah, I wasn't.
My lawn was 3 feet high because the mower would only run for 5 seconds and then stop.
Yikes.
So over the weekend, I learned to pull the, the little starter pull handle.
Mm-hmm.
The recoil, I believe that's called.
Okay.
Well, I learned how to take that off because I noticed that the fuel tank was loose.
Ooh.
And when you do that, the fuel tank just is only connected by sitting on two metal tabs and the fuel hose that goes to the carburetor. And so I pulled it all out and looked through the hose and, well, I drained the gas tank into a glass container mm-hmm. to look for water. There wasn't any.
Yay.
But when I looked in the fuel hose, it was full of gungus.
Gungus.
So I clean that out with a screwdriver and blowing on it, and I shook a little gas through the tank, and I put it all back together, and guess what?
What?
It ran.
Look at you.
So then I took me like what's normally a 45-minute job from my backyard was 3 hours because it was, big enough to hide Stitch.
Have you thought about getting sheep?
It might be better. And then Hurricane went to do the front lawn and told me that she couldn't push the mower because the self-propelled thing doesn't work anymore. So that's what I'll learn about this weekend. Happy, happy, happy. Just like the chief.
Awesome.
So mine was not tall enough to hide Stitch. It was tall enough to hide multiple families of rats.
Ooh. Oh boy.
So and whether they were rats or not, they were large enough that I will be calling them rats.
Feel nice on steroids.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So going around because the batteries are currently charging. You ever
I would have wait, I won't
and everything moves. And these guys are so fat that they will take their gallop and then roll because your body weight and inertia is just forcing them forward. And I was like, y'all so dumb. You know, while I think you deserve to die, this is hilarious.
It's a John Pinette type of rat. Yeah.
Perhaps you should show them F equals MA.
Well, what I showed them was the cat that lives under the house.
Mm.
There you go.
And he's thinking a smorgasbord.
The cat was loosed, and the cat created one of those Looney Tunes streaks, and I just saw a black line go towards the bush that I saw the fat creatures.
You just got Showcat's attention. She just walked in. She said, he's talking about mice. I want to hear about this.
Yes, well, it was, it's quite cathartic. I was like, you know, because now I know you're dead. And apparently this cat told other cats, because I went out later, and then there's this orange cat that is staring in the general direction of where, the mice lived. And so I start talking to the cat, it stares at me, and then I go to pull some weeds, and I turn around, and the cat is gone. I was like, well...
No cat wants me to drive her to Texas right now. Says, your cat needs help.
We'll even bring the hateful kid.
She goes, yep, there's plenty for both of us.
I mean,
she says, heck, we can even bring the curly dog. She ripped the head off a squirrel. We can do this.
Suddenly I'm getting images of mice and men.
Well, she brought the squirrel remain, not the head, the other part.
Right.
What would that be? The corpse?
The corpse. The headless body.
Into the house to show, look what I did. that's swell.
I'm going to hug it and kiss it. I'm going to name it George.
Yeah. So I got those two. Three, if you count the hateful kid. Yeah, you come up here. It's all right. Just don't claw.
So the one thing that, and they've got some weird American name for this cat. It makes no sense, because hearing them being the in-laws say it in their accent, I'm like, what the heck are you guys saying? Until I see that they're like trying to get the cat. It's something like Marisol or Marissa, or I don't know. I don't know what they're saying. The cat doesn't listen to them anyway. So
we need to name a cat, because they're not going to come when you call them.
That's actually pretty brave of the cat not to be listening to Ukrainian women.
You know who else doesn't come when you call them?
Every other cat.
Canine Protective Force Captain Stitch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
So yesterday I was enjoying one of my favorite New England dinners.
Mm-hmm.
It was Frank's and beans. And you modify the beans with a little maple syrup.
Boston baked beans.
Sweeten it up a little, yep. And bread McCann. You will never be allowed to live in New England with that attitude. By the Jesus, you will like bread in a can and you'll eat it.
By the Jesus? Is there a reason for the definite article? Like, is there other Jesuses they don't know?
I call now on Yankee Swamp Fox to send an email to Crutch trying to explain this exclamation to him. I mean, not liking that bread is like, coming to New England and saying, well, I'm going to root for the Yankees. I don't care what you all do. No one will ever talk to you.
It's in a can.
It's good. It's mostly sugar and really bad for us, but it's okay. And should the apocalypse ever come,
it'll last forever.
You'll have some bread in a can, because it doesn't matter how old it is. It doesn't expire ever.
Because it never tasted good in the first place. Right.
So anyway, that's what I was having for dinner. I was having bread in a can, Frank's and beans. And
it was a tough, stately good manner.
We didn't eat all of the beans because Hurricane bought a big can.
Lots of beans.
And I was letting the beans in the pan where we heated them cool so that I could put them in a plastic container.
Okay.
Because you know what happens if they're too hot and you put them in a plastic container.
Then they melt the plastic container.
Right. You get beans and melted plastic.
You should use glass, but go ahead. RFK says use glass.
And we're converting many of our containers to glass, but we're not quite there yet. Right, Showcat? Showcat is playing with the microphone wire, so if you suddenly are not able to hear me. Did you wish to say hello, Showcat?
Or blame the cat.
Or are you just going to stare at me like that? It's a little creepy.
Maybe Shoket hears the 14 unbearable chicks that are going.
Hold on. Let me let you listen to the here.
The incessant tweets of these. I still don't understand what they get all worked up over.
Well, you're probably not paying attention to them. When was the last time you wiped a butt?
She's purring into the microphone.
I haven't had to wipe any butts.
Oh, they're old enough. They take care of that themselves?
There you go.
Mini rolls of toilet paper?
No.
It says Charmin on it.
They take dirt baths. But in their sense, there's no dirt. So they are taking shaved, wood pieces.
Bam. Oh, sure. Bedding. I don't know what that's called, but it's, yeah, shaved wood pieces.
A dirt bath is better than a dirt nap. Just saying.
It's true.
Well,
it's true. So there was my pot of beans cooling.
Franks and beans.
And I was upstairs helping Hurricane set up an HD antenna.
Mm-hmm.
I had found it over the weekend and we're trying to see if we can make it work. You know, in case we ever lose the internet, we'll still be able to watch some channels. Mm-hmm. Again, should the apocalypse ever come.
Sure.
And
2 years.
Whenever it is, we'll be as ready as we possibly can. And I hear noises downstairs. Noises that sound like a golden retriever with his head in the sink again. But that isn't what he was doing.
Oh, no. What was he doing?
He managed to get, and this is a heavy pot. It's a piece of waterless cookware,
mm-hmm.
which are pretty heavy. He had grabbed it by the handle, okay. taken it off the stove, did not spill any, and brought it over to his treasure spot. That would be a red velvet chair in the living room.
Oh, no.
Set it down and started eating it where he was not as careful not to spill anything.
It's where I need it. I can do whatever I want now.
And he was, and when I went down and said, who did this? He looked at me, tail wagging, happy as anybody. It's me. I did it. You know, and he goes, it's your fault too, because you left this unsupervised.
Exactly. I live here.
You obviously did not want the food. So I removed it for you. You are welcome. Where's my treat?
Oh my gosh. Bye-bye, Franks and Beans.
I shook my head ruefully and went outside and wept quietly for a little while. He didn't get the bread, though. I still had that.
Aw, shucks.
I'm telling you.
It was in that protective can.
What color's chowder? Can you at least pass that test?
What color is chowder?
What color is chowder not? How about that?
Well, it's
milk colored, right?
No, it's milk colored.
Yes. Chowder is not red.
Right. Correct.
I'm sorry, Chief. Chowder.
There. See ya.
That's right. There are no R's in New England. They're all surgically removed.
We send them down to the mid-Atlantic, where ULOP can put him in Washington.
Exactly. Although sometimes you do put him at the end of words that end in A. My father was
China.
Famous for talking about Cuber.
Cuber, China, yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Like, where the heck is that?
South Carolina.
Fidel castor oil, you know.
You do know which teams you root for, right?
Aside
from the Sox, they are properly.
Right. I'm never rooting for the Patriots. You can get stuffed on that.
That's strike two on you, man. I don't think I can get you in now. No
did
bread.
Did you guys see the CBS Sunday Morning did an interview of Belichick? Now,
with his
girlfriend off to the side. And so how did you guys meet? We're not talking about that. And her head spun around and steam came out.
You suppose she got a backhand after the camera stopped?
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure he got a backhand for agreeing to do it. He's not wearing the pants in that family.
I think she just wants attention.
No, it's...
No.
I believe it was Crutch who gave the how bad do I not want to ever work? That was you who shared that, right?
Well, that was the picture of, oh goodness, what was her name? Oh, she married the 90-year-old guy. Blonde.
Although, had a kid.
Yeah, I can't remember now. Anyway, but yeah, that I was watching it because we watch CBS Sunday morning. It's like the only thing on CBS I ever watch. And I'm watching this thing and I'm like, ooh, look at her. She's kind of evil. And she's only, what, 27, 24, something like that?
Okay, remember, there is no illusion from that man. Mm-hmm. So, is that evil or is that just playing the role?
Oh, well. I don't know. I don't know what's the role.
Good question.
Yeah.
You're thinking Anne Nicole Smith, right?
That's her. Awesome. God, what a great mind you have, sir.
Yeah, so because again, the whole thing is it's not for any other reason than you think. And even when she was interviewed, she was like, well, you know, him being in a near-death decrepit state, what could you do? And she said, well, he liked it when I did X, Y, and Z. So it's not like she wasn't contributing to his happiness, which he was literally paying for. So what? I mean,
there you go.
Yeah. A
little something for everyone.
Well, there was nothing little.
Yeah. So actually, Dave Portnoy he's online. He and other people are concerned with Belichick's welfare. Like they're going to do an intervention or something. I'm like, no, I don't think he's going to go, dude. I think he'll stay right where he is.
When I'm old and decrepit, I just want women that look like the women from that 80s TV show we looked at yesterday. Crutch.
80s TV show?
I'm sorry, it was a 70s TV show because it was set in the near future of 1980. UFO.
Yeah, I know the show. What year is that?
71, 72 is when I started watching it.
My concern is when you're saying old and decrepit and you're acting like you have the ability to do that, knowing how the hurricane and basically women all over outlive their spouses.
Right. It's not that men live long. It just feels that way.
It's, you know, pain extends things, you know.
Look, pain focuses you.
I'm saying nothing, but if ever I come to you and say, I was at your house last night, I expect you to say that.
Yes, sir.
So whoever might come ask.
You were down on my couch watching Disney Plus. There you go.
There you go. That's good.
Getting the story straight now, this is worrisome.
That almost makes it premeditated.
Chief, your lines are, he was a quiet man. Never bothered anyone. I'm shocked. Deeply shocked
and horrified.
This I can do.
Yeah, you just gotta lie to the press. That's all I'm asking.
No, that's honest.
What? Says you're shocked and horrified?
Yeah.
Yes. I would have never expected this from, you know, these are things I can say with a clear conscience.
Sir. That's my superpower, is I'm always angry.
Must have just snapped.
That's right. There's an entire show about that.
About just snapping?
No, it's called Snapped. It's a whole show about, you know, people who kill their spouses and such.
Wait, whoa, killing the spouse. What are we talking about here?
I'm joking.
Who said that?
Who said that?
What? First the canned bread, now this?
Am I assaulting you on too many different directions, sir?
So,
my opinion on Franks and Beans?
I'm rubbing my temple right now.
Oh.
So I was at a conference, as I had told you, gentlemen, before.
Mm-hmm.
And
conference.
And one thing that I saw, which, you know, number one, they should never allow conspiracy folks like me into any type of AI conference.
Why were you going to a conference about something that we've talked about? It's evil.
Because I was presenting. And
wow.
Yeah, and so not going over my presentation. One of the things that they showed. Now we have discussed inner monologues before.
Mm-hmm.
Did we discuss that AI can read the human magnetic field and broadcast to that monologue?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have.
They have the ability now. The one that I saw still required some type of physical touch, like a touch like your phone or something has to be touching you. Mm-hmm. And it will transmit, it's not vibrations, it's electric current through your skin.
Mm-hmm.
That gets the voices in your head.
Wait a second. Is it implanting voices in my head or is it repeating the voice I hear in my head?
No, it is implanting it. So it is someone telling you to do something.
Oh, crud buckets.
So I was like,
that actually seems more realistic than what I thought you were saying, which was, you know, this thing points, you know, points a camera and it can read your mind and it just spits out your, you know, like the scene with, what the heck was it? Mike Myers, Austin Powers, when they unthaw him and he's going through that long inner monologue and it turns out he's speaking the whole time.
Well,
okay.
So I'm just saying, this is.
Well, it's going to find it real crowded in mine already. So I'm just saying.
So here's the thing: you can't speak back to it. They don't. It doesn't. It doesn't read that you're successful. It just. It is a.
Yet.
It's a derivation of something that apparently certain organizations, who shall not be mentioned, have known about a long time. Mm-hmm. In order to activate people, you could do these things, and now it can just be controlled.
And this is a way to awaken the sleeper.
Yeah, and they're trying to figure out like ways to do it without the touch, so they can just send a wave, and you know, you a directed energy wave hits the person, and again, it's just now you're hearing it. So how long do you have to hear the same thing? You know, eat the jelly donut before you're like, man, that's it. I'm getting that jelly donut. You know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. But now when I see something like.
Be right back. I need to go get a donut.
Hey, give me one. I like jelly.
Sure.
Thanks.
The primary person in the Epstein trial just disappeared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know. There are no coincidences.
So true. So true.
But this administration is actually locking up people, like those that are breaking the law. So I'm wondering, is this getting close? And the Clintons have a lot of cleaning up to do.
No, really?
Can't imagine.
Did anyone know where Hillary was?
I try not to follow her.
Yeah. Okay, because you never know when she'll turn around. It's like, you know, you don't follow a snake down a burrow.
Are we talking like Medusa level stuff, or are we talking? Because I don't know.
I'm sorry. Medusa looks at Hillary and goes, girl, you let yourself go.
How do you kill the Medusa? You cut off the head?
Mm-hmm.
So I need Wendy for this.
That's a heck of a bite.
She's up for it.
Well, she has to make sure she doesn't look at the Medusa either. Otherwise, then you have, you know, stone cold dog.
She'll close her eyes.
Better hope so.
She's still young enough to do what I tell her.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days.
Nobody else in the family will do what I tell them.
Preaching to the choir.
I knew I would be.
Well, yeah, at least when they ignore you, they do it in a language you understand. Okay.
Oh, good point.
He's got us there. He's got us there. Oh.
Because now, I was telling you the tale of woe that I've been going through with, you know, my in-laws. But yes. One thing that I left out. So the Siberian Express doesn't understand why she's the most upset over all the things that are going on. So I found that basically she didn't know how to drown her sorrow. So there was orange sherbet moonshine. I found the jar. And so I find that and I'm like, this can't be good. And then I find her. And she smells
like a creamsicle.
She's quite upset and she's just yelling at me in slurred Russian. So I'm telling her that I can't understand. And then I said, I can't understand your Russian. Speak, you know, say it in English, except I said it in Russian. And then she said, I am speaking English. And I was like, this is not good for anybody now.
Oh, that's, that's
orange sherbet flavored moonshine.
Then, you know, when the day was over and she was herself again, I said, what, like, why do you do that? And then she started crying and she was like, and she explained what's going on overseas. And like, why does this affect you more than it affects the in-laws? I still don't have an answer to that, but she thinks that she has to take care of everybody. And I was like, that's not possible.
Is it the Old Smoky brand? Or is it the Sugarland Shrine brand? Or is it something made local?
It's in a mason jar. That's
well, what they all are, silly. Look, by definition.
At first, I just wondered, what is this jar doing in the bathroom?
Oh, that's not good.
These are the things that crossed my... I was not trying to figure out the brand or anything like that.
Right.
Because I just knew... I knew once that was happening, it didn't look like that one.
Okay.
But, I mean, you see... And, you know, the Po' Boys Liquor sells it, and that is, like, the closest store to us.
Wow.
So...
Where is that? Is that over in the town?
No. That is in... That is up the hill... across from the abandoned parking lot.
Okay.
You know, where there's a still, a metal shed and a window. You go up to the window and you say what you want.
Yum.
How did we miss that place?
Crouch. If you went the other direction.
That would be it. There you go.
It's a good thing he didn't let us go there. We'd have bought a little of everything they got.
Well, yeah, then getting it home becomes fun.
You guys got to try. What kind did you try? Was it strawberry?
Strawberry.
Yeah. So there's moonshine at your house on a regular basis, is what you're telling me.
No, this is because this was a recent event. Unless there's just more and I haven't found it, but
yes, actually,
as a stash,
just used for medicinal purposes.
Absolutely. Take the varnish off your car.
When you become Pope, I mean, you're still going to allow that, right?
Oh, I'm moving. We're getting rid of wine. I can't do wine. So it will be moonshine.
You're going to go
for the Eucharist.
You're going to go get a wafer and Jameson now.
So, oh my God, what a great idea. You're really nice and warm, you know.
You will be a saint in Ireland immediately.
Absolutely. We're going to make him Saint Crutch of the Irish people. Yes, that had a good Saint Patrick, and he wasn't even Irish.
Did you hear what the president said today when he was, he had a rally in Michigan.
Maybe it's a rally.
Yeah, maybe it's going on right now. I'm not 100% sure. But at any rate, somebody asked him who he favored for Pope. And the first thing he said was, well, me actually, but... And then he goes, and then he looks at them and goes, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he can't. JD maybe, but not him.
And he said, I'm sure the Cardinals will choose. He goes, you know, we have a nice Cardinal in New York who I think would probably make a very fine Pope. That's what they usually say at elections, but then he never really seems to get picked. And the Fox News anchor said, you know, he'd be the only Pope you could go have a drink with on St. Pat's.
So very true. Cardinal Dolan is an interesting character. He's got his own radio show on the Catholic Channel on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
I've heard him. I've caught it every now and again as well.
Yeah. But he'll never be Pope. We'll never have an American Pope.
Why?
Because the rest of the world would freak out if America had, you know, America and the Catholic Church. Well, yeah, the other cardinals never let happen.
Well, they're kind of unsupervised right now, so maybe they would. Maybe we ought to send them all a little bit of orange.
They're all up there making pillow forts, right?
Yeah. Playing video games. We'll send them some orange creamsicle moonshine. Let them all go into the conclave.
There you go.
It could happen.
80% of them were made cardinals by Francis, which means 80% of them have never even been in a conclave.
Orange creamsicle moonshine.
Which is a great name for a band.
And when you, and you know, once you have the election, you can pour it on the ballots. I'll bet you that'll burn white.
So we're supposed to see black smoke or white smoke, not jet exhaust. Yeah. You know, if there's fire coming up through the thing, you know, in a plume that looks like an oil refinery, they're going to go, I wonder what that means.
You hear this very loud before you see anything out of the chimney.
So it turns out, I think the first ballot is May 15th.
So really?
Get over there. Yeah.
You know, that's an important day.
I do. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, man. How young are you going to be this time?
Let me see. What year is this?
25.
60-something.
64.
Three. Three, because I was born in 61.
No. Wait.
I was born in 1961. Yes, I was there.
Wait a second. If this is 2025, I'll be 63 this year.
Yeah, see, poor Goon is so old at this
point. You'll be 64.
Yeah, you're right. I'll be 64.
Holy, I was going to say, Jackrabbits, you had me going there for a second.
Because I have a friend who did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, it's hard being 47. And I said, I know. And he said, what do you mean you know? And I said, because that's what I am, not you. He goes, what? What do you mean? And I said, I've been older than you my whole life. You always turn my age, not you are my age. And then the other friend who's on the call starts laughing, going, like, bro, you don't even know how old you are? And he goes, apparently not.
After a while, you just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, the important one is when they allow me to stop working.
Well, seeing as how, you know, the doom clock says T-minus 2 years.
I know.
At least you get to say, hey, man, I was working all the way up to the end. Right?
Exactly. I was hard.
Yeah, that'll.
Hard or hardly working, something like that.
Yeah, that'll be a great comfort to your soul. Yeah. Unless you get doged, of course.
So, you know, it's always possible.
He was dozed by proxy, so you know.
I was?
Yes. Remember we discussed the
NFT. Oh, right. Oh, that. Yeah. True. I've already been doged once. You know.
I had a conversation with those.
I'm no longer a doge version.
So we're going over the stuff. And I said, they're like, oh, we have to do this zero trust stuff. And I said, why? No one's going to scam you. Does this really matter? Like, well, we got paid to do it. And I was like, are you serious? Because you're not handing this in to anyone. No one can ATO anything. It was like, you just wait. Hey, man, we're going to pay you, you know, a couple hundred dollars. All right. I'll do it. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is the unrealistic stuff that is now going on. And I wonder how many other departments are doing this exact same thing. Hey, we've got enough money for this. The govies are all gone. But, you know, we paid this contract out. So we're just going to make them keep coming in. Start playing Minecraft on the servers they set up since no one's monitoring them. Right.
That must be why they took all of our internet away.
People were playing Minecraft?
No, because, you know.
No.
They're just trying to run out the contracts.
I bet.
It's just not fun anymore.
Yeah. You know, at least you and I can deal with technology nobody's ever heard of.
Well, yeah, there's that. That's, you know.
I mean, have you ever used a key punch?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, me too. Relax. Don't become insulted.
Yes.
You can be insulted about the brown bread and the choice of sports games if you want.
I learned how to write numbers with my left hand. I'm naturally right-handed, but I can write all my numbers with my left hand. Because as you were punching the cards move across the punch from right to left, and then they pop into the stack. And yep. I would write a number on them. Because anybody who's ever had a stack of cards over 10,
I
drop them. And then realize you have to put them back in order is very thankful when you have numbers. So, yeah.
We had a guy who took a big stack of cards, and he stapled them so that it was like a big card slinky.
Oh, goodness.
And he would pretend to trip in front of some freshman who would drop his cards to help him, and then he'd just hold the end, and it would go boingy, boingy, boingy.
Jeez.
Funny,
but wrong. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's getting paper cuts in hell. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Same guy.
Yeah.
Figured out the command to make the 9-track tape drive
rewind
and eject itself, which, if you remember, they were sideways, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it would force the tape drive forward, and it would open the little glass door if you did that,
right?
And the tape, which was spinning pretty fast because it had rewound,
mm-hmm.
Would roll across the floor and unravel, and he would wait till the operator fell asleep late at night and run that command. This bang, roll, 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 roll.
So wrong.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know what we had the best failures. I mean, nowadays, you know, something fails, maybe there's a little puff of smoke on a circuit board somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
You have not lived until you have heard a full contact head crash on a 14-inch platter.
Yes.
And it sounds like the wailing of the banshees.
PDP 11, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, in my case, it was a Data General S140, full-size rack, one computer.
They spun up, sounded like your washing machine on spin cycle.
Yeah.
Paper tape, use that?
I have briefly used paper tape, yeah.
Yep, me too.
I have nothing to contribute, unfortunately, to this.
You know, I'll be honest with you guys. I was thinking the other night, it would be at least a fascinating project for maybe my own self-fulfillment. Since I have literally gone from punch cards to AI. That's pretty much my career in computers, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's true. Really kind
true.
Of
true. Me too.
I mean, the period of time before my foray into computers, there wasn't a lot of difference. I mean, maybe the building shrunk down to a couple of racks. Okay, that's great. But, you know, we were still using core memory at the time.
Yep.
Right?
I have a bit of core memory somewhere.
Like with the wires and the loops and all?
Oh, yep. That's cool. I have one ring.
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
And in the darkness, bind them.
There's another line in there, but I can't remember it either.
There is.
One ring to call them home, and in the darkness, bind them?
I don't know. This is why I always have the internet handy. In the darkness, bind them. Okay, so, here it is. One ring to rule them all, one to find them, one to bring them all, and in the darkness, bind them.
I was close.
Yeah.
So, since we're talking about really old stuff.
And really old people who worked with really old stuff.
Are you aware of the Feeling of Power short story by Isaac Asimov?
No.
Okay. And because this is where we are right now. Now, this was published February of 1958. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you gentlemen should at least be aware that the worlds of science fiction is where it was published.
Right. Well, okay, when it comes to Asimov, you know, the dude was more prophet than science fiction writer.
Okay. So, in this short story, he is writing about a person who figures out how to do math on paper, and all the people around him have to use calculators to validate it. And they're just amazed that he was able to figure out how to do a calculation on a piece of paper. And going through the stuff that people are doing now, I am doing interviews for people. And on the interview, on the resume, it says, can program through GPT. I was like, then you can't program.
Oh my God, really?
I'm not kidding you. This is a graduate from UMD.
Oh my gosh.
So I think they have, and it's a computer science major.
No.
So this is
they the have end. No skills.
This is the end.
This is the end. Yep.
And I'm pretty sure that it will take a couple years and the GPTs will be telling the people what to do, and those who are able to read or do something, because we already know cursive's out, that can do the ancient things of pressing
better, keyboard. Better than encryption, yeah.
So this the guy who we were talking about this, and he said this is why he uses the Dvorak keyboard layout.
Oh, okay, those people are just wrong.
Yeah, so... Could be, and he always complains because when we go somewhere, he says your keys are on the wrong place. And I was like, no, you're just the weirdo here, you know.
Yes, we all grew up around typewriters. Get over it. So
yeah,
it's funny. To this day, I can still remember sitting in high school in typing class,
me
thinking
too.
To myself, "I'm going to be a music teacher. Why do I need to learn how to type?" At that moment, the good Lord went, "Wait, hold the entire keg."
I'm looking at your yearbook right now to see if I can find my typing teacher.
Really?
It'll be worth it.
Either. But I just
she looked a little bit like Lana Turner. There's a name that nobody's getting. My five butters. Yeah. You have no idea who Lana Turner is, do you, Chief?
No, I didn't know if that was a product or what you were saying.
Well, when you get your Lana and you have to rotate it, do you get a Lana Turner? Anyway.
Definitely a female actress.
That's so bad, Jack. A lot of dead air here. What are you looking up there, Coon?
And look, you're the
you
one.
Need to be able to see. This is a skill. You need to be able to talk and search at the same time.
Well, his mouth is moving, so you know the gears.
That's right.
But that's because he's reading the screen. That doesn't help us for his gum.
My finger's moving too. You just can't see it.
Oh, I know what it's doing. It's telling me I'm number one.
Oh,
are you?
Yes.
I didn't even need the, you know, whatever the heck that was the chief was talking about to figure out your inner monologue.
Your mother's going to defend me.
My mother defends you all the time. I know my place in the universe.
Because you're mean to me.
Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of another thing that's going to help everyone and is free.
Hmm.
It is something like free. It's called Emma.
Emma?
Okay.
Yes. Intel makes it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Endpoint Management Assistant. Any Windows 10 and 11 platform, any processor made after 2023, this is the greatest security flaw, yet somehow this is a feature. This thing has three different chips inside it, a GPU, a DPU, and an NPU. So if you install Emma into the spot and then you do the remote thing,
mm-hmm.
you can get into the BIOS because you have board level access to your remote spot.
Who thought this was a good idea?
It is controlled by an AI. That's a whole thing.
No.
And it has the out-of-band hosts. I mean, so what people used to use, Drax, we have only.
Yeah.
We don't need any of that anymore.
Oh, gosh.
But for those who need help, you can literally do anything to someone's machine at this point.
Yeah, like, for example, I use AnyDesk to assist the number one fan in various computer-related things. But if she reboots the box, I get kicked off. What you're talking about is this guy, I could reboot the box for her.
Yes.
Wow.
And enter the BIOS. You would be able to do firmware updates.
You know, I see the value, especially if you're like, you know, if you're in a situation where you're in charge of, you know, thousands of servers and you need to do, you know, BIOS upgrades. This is a great tool to help automate that process. So you're not sitting there at every screen, reboot, do-do-do-do-do-do. I get it. But man, what a hole. What a security hole.
So every Intel that has vPro on it has built in. Yeah. And so the Intel guy and the NVIDIA guys, they were basically fighting with each other.
What a shocker.
Because the NVIDIA guy says, you know, what is released from me does not stink. And yet the Intel guy says, I can do everything you can do just better. You know,
I believe there's a song. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And the thing that kicked it off with the Intel guy was from New York. Now, both of them were old military. The Intel guy was Navy. The NVIDIA guy was Air Force.
Okay. So the NVIDIA guy wasn't really military, but go ahead.
Well, everyone else was Army.
Right. So. Like I said.
But boy, oh boy, the AI that is built into literally everything that we have is ridiculous. And the way that it talks to, they were saying specifically, the people that are getting dozed, the Air Force has a program that they were put in, and they dubbed it Doge AI. It took every email you sent, every status report you did, mm-hmm. and then became you. And so none of your knowledge was lost, and none of your capabilities were gone. You were just gone.
Wow. So if they need clarification on something you wrote, it already knew what the clarification was because it read everything you wrote.
Yes. And so they said this is what was stopping the brain drains. This was stopping the knowledge losses. So they said anyone is, you know, expendable at that point. You never have the single point of failure. And So, you know, me and my big mouth, I'm like, so what's to stop them from replacing everyone at that point?
And then, of course,
why nothing, Chief?
Yes, you get the silence and everyone staring at you and you realizing that...
Who said the quiet heart out loud?
Yeah. No one answered the question, just in case anyone was wondering. But
you brought up a point earlier this week when we were chatting, and you supplied us with this link, and this crossing the uncanny valley of the voice.
Yes.
And I listened to those cuts, and I'm like, I can't tell anymore. Used to be pretty, you could tell, computer generated voices, but all those subtle inflections and pauses and breaths are all there. And I thought to myself, so let's say I write a book, independent publisher, right? You make a lot of money on audiobooks. Perfectly. I don't even need to hire a voice actor anymore.
This is true.
I can feed it to that and yep. Say, hey, I'm going to need a male voice for these characters and a female voice for these characters. Psh, off you go. Crazy. Crazy.
And there's a, if you were so inclined, mm-hmm. I have a GitHub link, and I'm going to share with you gentlemen a video. Before, you could do 6 seconds and you could tell that things were wonky, right? But now this is actually my friend in Japan.
You have a friend in Japan?
I do. And you can see it's, you know, there's no audio or anything. Mm-hmm. But as you look at that, it's like, all right, he took a picture of himself,
mm-hmm.
and then he told it to do something. And now it's doing it. And he can do it for 3 minutes. He can give it instructions, and now he can
find
himself doing things. Now, he is older than I am. And I'm like, bro, this is not fair. Because you cannot be 54 and looking like you're still 20, you know,
right?
That hurts the rest of us.
Wow. Is that in real time when he was doing that?
Yes.
That's
so perfect. I could look young and beautiful again.
You, if you have you can either de-age or you can morph yourself into another picture that you have of you. You already know that you can have your voice doing things, so you can write out the script. You can tell yourself to do stuff. So it would be currently 3 minute jumps mm-hmm. of, you know, actions going on. But as you know, with screens and the different angles that normal shoots do, it's not always in one location. So you could easily make a whole movie. You would just need a strong enough process, you know, GPU to do it. And he showed me, unfortunately, the things that he did because he created an OF model. And I was like, bro, really? And he's like, do you understand that they're making $1 million a month? And so, you know, then the intrusive thoughts were coming back like, you know, you only have to do this for 1 month. Or it is too easy. People are so willing to give their money away, but I was like, no, we must stay focused. So I can't condone that kind of actions, but I'm like, he and I do want to keep learning just what is possible,
right?
And as these things keep coming out, one day we'll just wake up, nothing will work, and over the airwaves we will hear what our orders are, and that's when you know we've hit that that final resting spot.
Yep. And on that cheery note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us into this foray of a absolutely terrifying future. But we're gonna keep a smile on our face all the way to the very end, which apparently might be just, you know, 2 years from now. But before that, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by
Captain Stitch's unwanted food removal service. Got some food you need to get rid of? Maybe a pan full of baked beans that you left alone on the stove. Have no fear. Captain Stitch is strong enough to pick up the pan, bring it to his removal spot, the red velvet chair in the living room at State Lagoon Manor, and remove the food for you. As food is involved, the service is free of charge. Cleaning the chair is your responsibility. And Goon and Crutch's ancient technology services. PL1, baud rate modems, Windows XP. These archaeological technologies are no problem for these two doddering relics from the past. Almost nobody is left that understands this stuff, so you might as well hire them. Get your ancient stuff working again and be amused by the light banter on subjects you've never heard of. We were going to call the company Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy IT, but it was already taken. And Goon's Lawnmower Repair Service. Since Goon is a well-known miser, his lawnmower requires repair several times a week, which he performs, wait for it, himself. Why not let him curse and hammer away at your lawnmower, or hire him to take care of your lawn? It will look like the private golf course at State Lagoon Manor. He needs a dough because Crutch ain't winning the lottery. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.